USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says we'll see a coronavirus vaccine sooner rather than later.
Since January, America's brilliant doctors and scientists have been working around the clock. These are the best medical minds in the world by far, and the vaccines are going through the gold standard of clinical trials and very heavy emphasis placed on safety.
The president has a message for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's anti-vaccine theories are putting a lot of lives at risk, and they're only doing it for political reasons. It's very foolish.
President Trump holding a campaign rally in Minnesota on Friday, as is his Democratic challenger Joe Biden. With the presidential election 46 days away, early voting underway in four states, including Minnesota, Virginia, South Dakota, and Wyoming. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
House Democrats are launching an investigation into how, without proof, they believe the Trump administration pressured officials at the CDC to change or delay scientific reports regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Admiral Brett Giroir is on the coronavirus task force. He tells ABC News,
I can definitively say that the task force meetings are evidence and science-based. They're almost geeky in the way they're conducted, with Dr. Birx going through all the data, then Dr. Fauci. It's clearly a science-based, evidence-based process.
As lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue haggling over the details of a coronavirus pandemic bill, airlines are pleading for more coronavirus aid as the first CARES Act package is set to run out. Republican Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, believes,
I want to make sure that our airlines and the industry, not only the passenger carriers, but the cargo carriers, are able to make it.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Cleanup continues on the Gulf Coast after another hurricane. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Hurricane Sally caused at least $29 million in damage to just one Florida county, and nearly 400,000 customers are still without power because of the storm in Mississippi, Alabama, and in parts of Florida. They're still trying to reach people trapped by the storm in Mississippi and in Alabama. The remnants of the storm have now moved off the East Coast.
Going a little bit more in depth on Hurricane Sally, folks in Florida are having issues finding gas and just your normal basic staples.
Normally, you know, the shelves are empty, people have prepped, they bought water, they filled their gas tanks. I mean, the lines just at the gas station show you that people were not prepared. They don't have full tanks.
And the storms just aren't done. Hurricane Teddy is now a Category 4 storm that continues to strengthen in the Atlantic Ocean with winds at 140 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The National Hurricane Center also saying that Tropical Depression 22, which was forming in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, is forecast to become a tropical storm later on Friday. And finally, it was on this day back in 1793 when George Washington lays the cornerstone to the United States Capitol building, the home of the legislative branch of the American government. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.